Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast. It is the 21st of June, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank, the Hat Podcast, brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Visit ffbt.com to learn more and stop by your local branch to chat with them. Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller along with the news today, including a new Indiana FFA state officer team. Meet the new president and also the winner of the Golden Owl Award. Summer is officially here, and Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin says more summer weather is on tap. And yesterday, corn, soybean, and wheat markets all worked lower all session long. We have Mike Silver analysis on the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
If you would like to begin or expand a conservation practice on your farm operation and earn some revenue as well, then you might want to enroll in the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund. Tyler Rausch is Indiana's field program representative for the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund, and he says it improves the long-term resiliency of your farm operation.
We're working with growers to implement new conservation practices such as tillage reduction, cover crop implementation, or extended crop rotation. We're not only looking at the soil health benefits, but the farm benefits from reducing fertilizer rates and then the carbon sequestration process that we are implementing there from reducing the tillage, which is reducing the amount of diesel fuel that is burnt and then the carbon that is being sequestered in the soil.
Hear more about the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund in our next podcast. Check out their website, theoutcomesfund.com.
A new officer team for the Indiana FFA. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News, presented by McDonald's of Greater Indiana. They're excited to usher in the next generation of Hoosier farmers. And we're here at the Indiana FFA convention. It's wrapped up now, and we have a new Indiana FFA state officer team. And I'm here with President Ethan Woolheater from the Prairie Heights FFA chapter. Ethan, what does it mean to be the new president of the Indiana FFA organization?
It's just such an honor, such a privilege. I feel so humbled to get this opportunity, as I know there have been so many great state presidents before me, and I'm just so privileged to be able to get to serve on such an awesome team.
Ethan, you've got a year, and you and your teammates, what is it that you're going to focus on here in this next year?
Just focus on building leaders and continuing to spread the word about agriculture. That's what FFA is all about, and that's what we're going to do. I can't wait to get to work with this awesome team and just got so many great teammates on there, and I can't wait to get to work.
Now, another great thing happened today at the Indiana FFA State Convention. Your ag teacher was actually awarded with the Golden Owl Award, and we're going to speak with him in just a moment. But what do you have to say about Mr. Knoll?
There's just nobody that deserves it more than he does. He does so much, not only for our chapter, but for our district and our state. And he's just such a humble person. I can't speak enough on all that he's done. And it's just such an honor that I've gotten to know him. And I'm so happy for him that he got to get this award.
Well, that was a great way to tee it up. CJ Miller has more with Mr. Knoll right now on Hoosier Ag Today.
Thank you, Eric. This year's Ag Educator of the Year is Mr. Ron Knoll with Prairie Heights FFA, LaGrange County, Indiana. And Mr. Knoll, when you received the Golden Owl Award and they called your name up on that stage, what went through your head during the state convention?
I was very, very humbled. The other applicants or the finalists that were there are very, very good ag teachers and friends of mine that I've known for a long time, and I was not expecting to receive this because I know that their talents and they impress me, and so I was not expecting this at all.
And I understand, Mr. Knoll, that you had a whole host of students and FFA members nominate you for the Golden Owl Award. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. And I found out about all of this after the fact. I know a lot of our staff in our school and a lot of people in our county and community had nominated me and a lot of the students, and I had no clue until after I had been informed that I was one of the finalists.
And how many years have you been an FFA advisor and ag educator with Prairie Heights?
21 years. When I got out of college, I went home and worked on our home dairy farm for a number of years, and timing was just right. And so I was offered a position at my home school in the ag department and chose to take that. And it's been a good 21 years in that career.
And not only do you receive a beautiful plaque and trophy, but also, a little monetary prize as well, Ron.
Yes, I was surprised. There was a $3,000 check in that envelope. And again, very humbled and surprised and grateful that the community and my peers think that I'm doing okay. And, you know, in my opinion, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I enjoy what I do.
Once again, Mr. Ron Knoll, the Golden Owl Award winner for the 95th Indiana FFA State Convention. Congratulations, Mr. Knoll, and thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Reporting from the Indiana FFA State Convention at Purdue University, I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Farmers need flexibility, which is why Farm Credit Mid-America offers farm real estate loans with flexible options built for farmers. With a wide range of loan products and competitive interest rates, we are able to tailor a farm real estate loan to meet your needs. If you're thinking about expanding your farm, visit us at fcma.com/real estate to learn more. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Attention farmers and equipment dealers. Are you tired of premature wear and tear plaguing your John Deere combine? Say goodbye to frequent replacements and hello to durability with meticulously crafted John Deere wear parts from Eile Fabrications. Eile uses superior metal materials to ensure extended wear for your combine. Their premium quality parts won't break the bank. Elevate your harvest season. Visit Eile Fabrications online. IHLEFabrications.com. Store, protect, repair. Eile Fabrications.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We're looking at a sunny, hot, and dry day today. Precipitation seems to want to stay at bay everywhere. I think it's actually just too hot to actually get the atmosphere to work the way it normally does when it comes to convective thunderstorms. Same story tomorrow, sunny, hot, and dry, but a frontal boundary is going to be trying to come through as we move through Sunday. That frontal boundary, unfortunately, doesn't have a lot of precipitation for us. I think we see a few hundreds to maybe 3 or 4 tenths. Coverage only about 30 to 40% of the state, but what it does do is shift winds and drop temperatures. At this point, I'm looking for us to be back closer to normal for our temperatures by Sunday afternoon, staying that way through Monday and even into early Tuesday. Quite pleasant, lower humidity as well. Then as we go through the next week time frame, Tuesday afternoon, temperatures climb a little bit. We're warm on Wednesday and Thursday. Maybe a few pop-up showers and thunderstorms for Tuesday night and Wednesday. Not a lot, coverage around 40% of the state. And then we're back to dry weather for next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Slightly cooler temperatures trying to come in as high pressure settles in over the Great Lakes. We follow that up then with our next frontal boundary right at the turn of the month, Saturday the 29th into Sunday the 30th, we see a front developing off to the west. I think Sunday is our day here where we can see rain and thunderstorms anywhere from 1/4 to 1.25 inches. Coverage should end up being about 80% of the Hoosier State. That will be a nice welcome rain. It's something that can hit everyone rather than more of these pop-up things like we've been seeing as of late. And the front that comes this weekend just can't compete with the one at the end of the month. That's a look at your forecast update. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
McDonald's of Indiana proudly supports our local farmers and suppliers. McDonald's sources millions of their products from the talented farmers here in the Hoosier State. As you gather to celebrate this year's Indiana FFA State Convention, remember to fuel your passion with your McDonald's favorites. Download the McDonald's app now and order with ease. McDonald's, I'm loving it. a sell-off, corn, soybeans, and wheat. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Farm Market Review. And everything did go lower throughout the trading session on Thursday as we got back to regular trading. Mike Silver of Kokomo Grain begins our report with analysis. Mike with Kokomo Grain. I talked with him at the end of trade. Mike, a gain in corn and a gain in soybeans on Tuesday, the day off on Wednesday, and on Thursday, right back down. Liquidation, corn, beans, and wheat. And certainly for corn and soybean markets, it appears that the weather, extended forecasts especially, may have a lot to do with that.
I think you're absolutely right, Andy. The extended weather forecast is less threatening right now than it has been, certainly than it was when we were up Tuesday. And then, as you said, the federal holiday, we were off. But last night when I looked at it, we were down. And boy, we have accelerated that downfall during the session today. And it is about weather. And I guess, are we surprised? No. I mean, is this something that's common almost every year? Yes. Is the price volatility going to continue? Yes. I think it will. Has every opportunity dried up? No pun intended there and dried up. But there will continue to be some opportunity, but we are going to have to be very fast on the trigger and execute some and take some action as we continue throughout the summer to get some opportunity. Now, I say that, but the month of June is a critical month in terms of opportunity. And we know that first trading day after the 1st of July, after the 4th of July, can be critical to further price action in the summer. And more times than not, we are disappointed with price action after the 4th of July. Will this year be the exception? That's the question that I get asked. I've lost count the number of times a day that folks ask me that question. You know, what's this market going to do after the 4th of July? Well, right now, if we look at the funds think the commodity funds, by their participation on the short side of the market, think that it's probably going to be down. And Mother Nature, obviously, still has a lot of cards in her hand to play. So that's anybody's guess. Now we have next Friday, we have two major reports coming up from the USDA, the quarterly grain stocks report and the planted acreage report. And there still are some questions amongst the trade as to what those numbers are going to be. And that is going to be a factor also, in addition to weather, starting next Friday, after that noon release of those numbers. Market expectations, it depends on which analyst you ask in terms of what those numbers are going to be. We'll start to see a lot more trade estimates next week in terms of the stocks numbers and also the planted acreage numbers. So it's not over till it's over, Andy. But boy, today, all this red on the quote board is not as nice looking as the green that's out in the fields. Corn crop, for the most part, it looks pretty good. I'm not prepared to say excellent because of the variability in the crop size. In our call this morning, reference was made, in every Tuesday and Thursday we go to each of our locations in a team's call, and we talk about the crops and the markets and myriad other things that affect our business. In the areas that were timely planted, when we were able to get in the fields early, get a good stand established, the corn crop from a height standpoint is anywhere between mid waist to shoulder high. And I have actually been in some corn, stood in some corn that is shoulder high. Now, not very far down the road from those fields are fields of corn where soils did not allow early planting, and that corn is not yet knee high. So what that says to me is our pollination window this year is going to be wider or more expanded than we've been accustomed to. So weather throughout the summer to me is going to be a much bigger factor that the market is going to watch this year than we're accustomed to, at least the last several years. So that said, right now, this would be my advice to anyone who's listening. Number one, take a good hard look at your position. How much grain is it you're in your bins on the farm or in the elevator that's unpriced? Review that position. Look at your crop. And this is a year where there's a lot of, I'm going to call it, and I'm going to make up a word, backdooritis. We look out our back door and we make decisions based on what we see when we look out our back door on our farm. And of course, we all know that that geography, that backdooritis geography, is not what drives prices in the market. It is the global look. And right now, the trade's perception is that we're going to have a crop. We don't know yet how big it's going to be, but we know that at least the commodity funds, major participants in the market, who are short this market right now, feel that we're going to have a good enough crop that we don't have to push prices higher today. Now, that attitude could change tomorrow, and obviously there's a lot of summer ahead of us. So having a plan in place right now, to me, is probably one of the most important things we can do. Secondly, we need to get some, and boy, this, I've said this time after time after time, get some offers in the marketplace at your suggest, at your selling price. Now, that selling price has to be realistic, okay? We know that with our ending stocks projections that, and we know what USDA says about the national average farm, the national average cash price for corn and soybeans. We know that there's nothing real exciting about those numbers, but that may be what we end up with. So we're going to have to adjust our mindset a little bit, give ourselves a little checkup from the neck up to make sure that we're being realistic about the fundamentals that are in play for this year's crop. And they're different every year. And as much as I hate to say this, a lot of folks say, well, the market just has to go higher because I'm not profitable at these price levels. And I hate to say this, but I have to, because in reality, the market doesn't care about that. We do. I do. You do. Our farmer listeners care. But in general, the global grain trade doesn't care whether an individual farmer makes money or not. Now, that's difficult for me to say, but it's the truth. So realistic price expectations right now and price protection strategies using the correct market tool are some very important things that need to be done right now. Now, with that, I'm going to say those are my major takeaways from the price action today. Number one, it's not over. We've got a lot of summer ahead of us yet. There's a lot of weather to play out. We're delayed on export sales today. They'll be out tomorrow. We'll see what USDA has to say about the exports sales that took place this last week. The ethanol number, corn use for ethanol number came out today. And we were up 3.45 million bushel of corn use for the week. We were at 107.34 million bushel in the U.S. corn processed into ethanol. We also know that this weather forecast is changing. And boy, how many weather forecasts a day do we get, Andy? 4 to 6 different weather models, weather forecasts throughout a 24-hour period. So weather is definitely in play. So today, prices are discouraging. If I look at right now to where we are right now in the trade versus where we were last Friday, July corn's down a dime, beast corn's down 13 cents, July beans are down 24, Nov beans are down 33, and wheat is down 41 cents from where we were last Friday. So a lot of red on the quote board today, but I hope folks follow my thought process in looking at this market. One day does not make a market. But having a plan in place right now, to me, is very, very important. So tomorrow, Andy, we'll see how we wrap up the week. We'll get the commitment of traders report at 4 o'clock tomorrow. And we'll see if the funds, and obviously with the price action today, they have added to their short position. And then next week, we'll get ready for the quarterly grain stocks report and the planted acreage report that comes out at noon on Friday the 28th.
Broker and analyst Mike Silver, Kokomo Grain, the number 800-666-0613. On the Hat Thursday market review, down double digits in corn, beans, and wheat. July corn, 439 and three quarters, down a dime and a quarter. December, 11 cents lower, 456 and three quarters. July beans, 1155 and a quarter, a loss of 18 and three quarters. November, 15 and a quarter off, 1116 and three quarters. July wheat down 9 1/4, 572 and three quarters. All the other contracts more than a dime lower. Mixed meats, August live cattle, 182.55, up 45 cents, deferreds down. And July lean hogs, 262 lower, down to 91.15. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.